Brommelkamp, 319-366-1600. That's also the Guppies on the Go text line. As we come to you here on a Wednesday, beautiful southwest side of Cedar Rapids before some of these late thunderstorms are going to move in. Also coming up on the program today, give you more details on how you can join us out at Fry Fest. That's just 9 days away from now. If you missed anything from yesterday when Clarissa Kane joined us, director of Fry Fest. Bags tournament, trivia, and much more. We'll talk about Fry Fest, amongst other things, tonight. Also through the KGYM radio app as well. Keeping an eye on how things are playing out with the Johnston Little League team, Williamsport.
They got a field goal.
As they are in an elimination contest right now with Tennessee. The winner of this contest will meet the loser of Kentucky and New York. That coming up later in the afternoon, my co-host.
Bracket buster right now, isn't it?
Returning to the microphone here in Studio A. What's up, TB? Good afternoon.
You think they're chanting Tax Slayer Bowl at the stadium there in Williamsport? Tennessee up 14-3. Glad to see that they were able to convert on the extra point. This one is almost over. Yeah. You know what? They made it. They made it to Williamsport. That's the important thing. Memories to last a lifetime. But it looks like the Iowa team's run there at the Little League World Series is going to come to an end.
When it's 14-3, don't you just want to throw strikes down the middle? Kind of get this over with?
Well, you would think.
Little
you would
Timmy's
think
in there trying to show all of his breakers.
Well, got to work on ruining that arm at some point in time.
Ugh.
See, guest manager for Tennessee today, Dusty Baker. We're coming to you live from the Guaranteed Rate studios here in Eastern. That's no, Guaranteed Rate, not throwing around the money on the, well, you know, you spend money to sponsor U.S. Cellular Field's naming rights for the next 13 years, and what could possibly go wrong for a White Sox team that's been, well, the season has been a dumpster fire for the White Sox. You've got the Cubs, who are the best team in baseball, with 35 games over 500 coming into the day. And then you've got your team, which, going back to spring training and the whole Drake LaRoche situation and Chris Sale cutting up the jerseys. And now, if you haven't heard, U.S. Cellular Field is no more in the city of Chicago. Guaranteed Rate Field will be the new name of the White Sox home ballpark for the next 13 years, which is fine and dandy until you look. And, you know, when corporations spend money to sponsor naming rights, normally you incorporate their logo into the logo for the field.
Right.
Guaranteed Rate, their logo, is a giant arrow that points down because they've got low rates.
Yeah, thank you.
But maybe when you're a baseball team, you don't necessarily want that logo associated with your home that you're going to be playing games in for the next 13 years. The White Sox. Good job, good effort, and cash that check as soon as you can get it to the bank, because the chances that Guaranteed Rate
is
around
like
in
that it's yeah
in 13 years at the end of 2025, right at the end of the deal is when it expires. Cash the check today if you're a Jerry Reinsdorf. But hey, you want to go catch a game at the Rate? You and I are in Chicago next year for Big Ten Media Day. Cubs are on the road. Let's see if the Sox are home at the Rate. The giant downward arrow. It is in no way, shape, or form indicative of the direction of that baseball team moving forward under Robin Ventura. 319-366-1600. Tyler mentioned it. The big story today, former Ohio State linebacker Joey Bosa has essentially told the San Diego Chargers where they can put their contract offer. The Chargers have made a very lucrative offer to the only unsigned draft pick from the first round. And quite frankly, After being rebuffed by Joey Bosa, San Diego says it's taken the offer off the table. There are, unlike baseball, there's no compensation to the Chargers if Bosa does not sign. He just goes back into the draft next year and hopes that somebody takes him in the first round and he gets a deal done. Meanwhile, the Chargers are out a first-round pick, which in today's NFL, that is a massive amount of currency that you just essentially took a match to.
I've read from Joey Bosa's mother the articles that have been posted about hoping that her son could run into an Eli Manning situation where ultimately Eli, as we know, was shipped to New York. Philip Rivers found his way to San Diego. I went back and I watched the draft. He gets to pick number three. Everybody at the desk there in Chicago know that it's going to be Joey Bosa.
Or at least Chicago, home of guaranteed rate field.
Majority of the guys behind the desk go, wouldn't be surprised to see Bosa go here to the Chargers. Roger Goodell comes out to booze. He's got the card. Joey Bosa, Ohio State University. And they cut to Bosa, and he is ecstatic. He's got his dad's neck wrapped under his left arm. He's got mom's neck wrapped under his right arm. They are sharing just kind of that mini jumping hug, embracing. Our lives have changed forever because Joey Bosa is going to be an NFL player. That was back on April the 9th. Todd, it's August the 24th, and as you just say it, Joey Bosa is telling the San Diego Chargers to go take their money elsewhere, shove it somewhere.
Why would you not want to play in San Diego? I know that franchise isn't exactly the most well-run, but you're in San Diego, one of the most beautiful cities in the United States. The temperature there is wonderful. They don't even have a tarp at Petco Park where the Padres play. They have no tarp because they so seldom get rain there that it's not worth the investment. That's how beautiful San Diego is.
You say that now, but how much longer, maybe, maybe not, are they going to be known as the San Diego Chargers?
Yeah, but then L.A., yeah, or wherever they, Carson, any of the suburbs or areas in
it
and around Los Angeles.
Awesome to you and I, but remember Philip Rivers at one point in time, Todd, wasn't guaranteed to sign a long-term extension with the Chargers if he even sniffed the chance that the Chargers are going to be uprooted to another city.
I think a lot of people out there are probably listening and following to this along with the story, and they look and they say, boo frickin' who? If you threw the type of money the Chargers are throwing at Joey Bosa, wouldn't you? I'd play in Cleveland. I'd play in Jacksonville, Oakland. Give me the money. Let's not forget this is football, where one injury is possibly a career ender. Now, you don't have to worry about that if you're going to sit out and not play this year. But I'm trying to figure out, and maybe it's been said and written, and I haven't been doing a good enough job of staying on top of the story, but why does he not want to play in San Diego? I think we'd all like to play somewhere else. Hell, I wish I was working in Chicago right now. I don't get to hold out, not come to work until I go to, you know, ain't going to happen for me. I came to that realization a long time ago. So I worked in Chicago. I could take the wife and kid to guaranteed rate field at night and catch a ball game. It's a great place to live and work. What's so wrong about San Diego? If it's been written or said, I haven't seen what his beef
Nor
is with the
I.
Chargers organization.
What would you do if you were Joey Bosa? It's our Emails Hideaway poll question for a Wednesday. Would you accept the Chargers' offer, continue holding out, but ultimately sign, or would you wait for next year's draft? Email Sideway, First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, behind Taco John's, and beside the Home Depot.
So the Chargers were trying to defer. Alex Kuhn, our producer, says the Chargers were trying to defer over half of his signing bonus to next year. But he gets the money, right? It's guaranteed. He just doesn't get it all up front.
Yeah, if you're still getting the cash, I'm still signing. I understand.
Talk about first world problems.
I understand San Diego when it comes to the success of their football franchise. Look, they can even find ways to ruin 13-3, 14-2 seasons. We know that under Marty Schottenheimer. But when you talk about where this franchise is heading, and we don't know if what direction geography-wise the franchise is heading, if they don't get to an agreement soon with San Diego to get out of Qualcomm Stadium, if I'm Joey Bosa, I have an opportunity to head up a defense that's already being led by Manti Te'o there at linebacker, some of the other pieces they have on defense. And I understand, look, there's a reason why they can't keep some of those offenses off the board in the AFC West. And I'm reaching here trying to sell you on the San Diego Chargers defense. But if you're the first piece of two that are already in place, would you not want to be that person that builds around it?
Well, would you tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday.
Again, it's easy for me to sit behind a microphone and say, sign the deal already, more money than I'll ever get my hands on. But for Joey Bosa, a man who at one point in time, Todd, people thought was going to be the number one overall selection, and now he's talking about what we see as multiple amounts of zeros. He probably sees it as dimes and pennies now. San Diego isn't careful. They're going to ruin this, and they're going to have a very, very upset fan base, which could ultimately be the final season in San Diego.
Alex Kuhn, our producer, passing along a story, and I'm sure you've seen this as well, talking about the U.S. Cellular Field, the new name there in Chicago, Guaranteed Rate Field. Are you familiar with Ashley Madison?
Yeah, it's a website to help you cheat on your spouse.
AshleyMadison.com has reportedly put in a $25 million offer to the New York Giants and Jets to rename the new Meadowlands Stadium.
Ashley Madison has been trying to jump onto a franchise in many, many professional sports.
It's not worse than Guaranteed Rate Field, is it?
In the last 3 or 4 years. I know that they've had some difficulties with the NFL before because they've wanted to run some questionable advertising during the Super Bowl, and the NFL essentially has rejected it. But Ashley Madison on the end has received more publicity and not have to spend a dime because the NFL says, hey, listen, we're not trying to get that type of clientele. What do you mean clientele? Just because they want to stay married, but they don't want to stay faithful to their significant other? So very surprised that Ashley Madison continues to knock on the door of the NFL trying to get their name tied to any type of the 32 franchises.
$25 million? I haven't seen the final dollar figure on Guaranteed Rate Field, the giant downward-pointing arrow for the White Sox. But hey, take your money where you can get it. This also applies to Joey Bosa and the Chargers. So we,
honey, why does our browser say AshleyMadison.com? Oh, I don't know. The APC was talking about it today.
We're your get-out-of-jail-free card,
seriously.
I guess, if you want to play that. I get why he's probably upset that San Diego is trying to backload a little bit of this deal and some of the money isn't guaranteed, which for an NFL player, you want to get your guaranteed money up front. I get that. But sign a contract. Go play. Take the money. If today Wednesday, right? Powerball day. If you won the Powerball today and you took the lump sum payout and then the lottery officials came to you and said, okay, well, after taxes, you're going to get $50 million, but we can only pay you $30 million today and then, well, you got to wait for the next $20 million. We'll give it to you next month or next year or whatever. Are you going to tear up the ticket and walk away from that? Now, like you said, it's easy for us to sit here and say that, but I'm blown away by this story.
The
and then the Chargers get nothing. If they don't sign him, they get nothing, no compensation.
What are the chances that Bosa also hears comments that have already been made from teammates like Antonio Gates telling him to just hurry up and sign and get ready for camp? I mean, look, there are a lot of things that are allowed to go on in NFL locker rooms between teammates, but one of the things you can't do is talk about somebody else's money. If I'm Bosa, I don't already want to play for this franchise. They're already lowballing me. At first, it was my understanding that maybe there was somebody at his agency that was feeding him bad information, because similar to the MLB first-year player draft, there's a slot value for each pick in the first round. So you know when you're selected third overall, there's going to be a starting point and an end point of how much money you're going to make with that selection. That's why so many times you like seeing that green room shot of said fill-in-the-blank player as picks 9, 10, 11, 17, 26 come and go, and you have a Brady Quinn moment going, I just lost another mil. There goes another $537,000. And we get to watch his face just continue to drop left and no, my goodness, who's going to finally take me? It's not like that there was some hidden number or Bosa showed up with a number on a piece of paper and they opened it up and said, are you nuts? Again, we're probably going to hear back and forth two different stories, one from the San Diego franchise and one from Joey Bosa's camp, until eventually this is going to end messy. And then next year, Bosa's going to go to some camp, Arizona, or maybe he'll go back to Ohio State and train some more, or his agents will send him to some sports academy. And then he won't be anywhere near the get-ready shape, and then he'll fall in the third round, but then Joey Bosa ultimately will still turn into that all-pro, and we'll look back on this going, remember that San Diego headache back in 2016?
8532 may have nailed it on the Guppies on the Go text line. Maybe Bosa is hesitant to sign with the Chargers because he's messing around with Manti Te'o's girlfriend. You may recall the former Notre Dame linebacker with the fictitious girlfriend. Greg in Dubuque says, who's going to want Bosa next year when you know he is a diva? If you were, a general manager of an NFL franchise and you had an opportunity to draft Joey Bosa next year, would you pass on it? 319-366-1600. You think he'd fall to the third round?
That's what Mel Kiper's saying right now. I can't take credit for that, but some people are saying first two rounds of the draft are people who the first round is the can't-miss talent in the NFL. People go out there with a need. They try to find the best player available at that position, and they grab them. The second round is used for those players that they hope that will come back around to them 31 picks later, and they can try to double down on and say, we had a great first two rounds. Third round is when you start taking those chances. Those guys that don't get as much guaranteed money or signing bonus, but then you can convince Joey Bosa, look, you've missed football for a year. Here's some incentives that we're going to add to your deal. You pick up a dozen sacks this year. You play all 16 games and you play at least 35 snaps on defense. We're going to throw $250,000 in your bank account. We're going to throw you $750,000 on a bonus just for strapping a helmet on every day.
And some fish tacos.
All of a sudden, Bosa then has some type of hunger and incentive to get back on the field after the headache that is with the San Diego Chargers.
Michael in Cedar Rapids says Bosa thinks he's the number one quarterback in the draft. The reality is there were two defensive players that were better than him. They were just injured. If Miles Jack and Smith don't have injuries, Bosa may have fallen from the top 10. He is certainly not the type of talent Eli Manning was when he pulled off the San Diego deal.
Look, I'm not a scout. I can't tell you where Joey Bosa ranks up with some of those guys like DeForest Buckner out of Oregon and some of those other names like Miles Jack, who ultimately fell to day number two to Jacksonville. What I can tell you, though, is if you go back and you watch the tape on Joey Bosa at Ohio State, this guy isn't chopped liver. There's a reason why San Diego took him number three overall. Some people believe if he doesn't get suspended for that opening contest last year for Ohio State, he ultimately does turn into the number one pick. Yeah, okay, we get it. Jared Goff emerged. Carson Wentz emerged. We knew that the Rams were going to need a quarterback, and we knew eventually that the Eagles now are going to kick Chip Kelly out of Philadelphia, tell him to take his Xbox playbook with him and go to San Francisco. Maybe he does ultimately stay at number three. Maybe that's a little left field to even assume that one game is what kept him out of the top spot. But for us to sit there and say that Joey Bosa isn't a top elite athlete in the NFL and will turn into one from the college level to the NFL, I think it's a little ridiculous. Joey Bosa is a fine athlete. Joey Bosa is a freak of nature on the football field. Go back and watch some of his tapes and what he was doing to some of the right side of that offensive line, to many of the Big Ten opponents he was facing. By himself, he was finding a way to get to the quarterback.
Got to watch him on tape because Iowa fans didn't see him last year because, of course, the Hawkeyes didn't play Ohio State. But Joey Bosa, what would you do if you were him? That's our poll question today, KGYMradio.com.
425. Ready to get to it, partner? I'm going to put you on the spot here as I apparently hit the... Yes, put another quarter.
Another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The Big Ten Network today has released start times and TV info for its non-conference basketball schedule. The Iowa Hawkeyes will play three non-conference games on the BTN, including the November 17th game against Seton Hall, which is part of the Gavitt tip-off games. The December 20th game against North Dakota and December 22nd contest with Delaware State will also be carried on the BTN. All three games are scheduled to begin at 8 o'clock. The Cedar Rapids Colonels beat the Quad Cities River Bandits 2-1 last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium to move 10 games over 500 in the second half. Infielder Luis Arias hit safely for the 12th consecutive game. Yesterday, Arias was named to the league's postseason All-Star squad. The Colonels and Bandits will meet again tonight at 6:35. And the Cedar Rapids Gazette is reporting that Cedar Rapids Kennedy is in the market for a new softball coach. According to the paper, third-year head coach Dan Gratz has tendered his resignation to Kennedy AD Aaron Stecker. Gratz led the Cougars to a 37-5 record and number one ranking in Class 5A this past summer. He'll be joining the Iowa softball program as the director of operations.
Hairball tickets. You want to get your hands on them? We give you that opportunity after 6 o'clock today. It is the showdown. Two people will enter. One will come away with another pair of tickets for that Friday, September the 2nd show, the Iowa River Landing. Todd, history could be made today on the APC.
Could.
It's a moment we've been waiting for. We, the listeners, collectively, we've been waiting for.
Have you? Have you been waiting for this? 319-366-1600. Tyler could win for the 8th consecutive week. There's an asterisk in there, though. I wasn't here for all 8 of those weeks. But you know what? There was an asterisk next to Roger Maris in the Major League Baseball record books for many, many years, and that was never controversial. So I'm sure Tyler will deal with the asterisk just fine. But we do have those hairball tickets on the line for you tonight, coming up in hour number 3 of the program. Here's something that's been brought to my attention.
Please.
Do you know what the very first event will be at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago? The very first event, unless they have some sort of, I don't know, community garage sale there or something, because the name goes into effect November 1st.
Okay.
Right? I believe, if my information is accurate here, that the very first event at the newly named Guaranteed Rate Field will be a college football game between Northern Illinois and Toledo, which means our friend Brent Balbinot, former KGYM employee Brent Balbinot, will make history as he calls the first ever sporting event at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. Very, very confusing. You do the game notes October 31st, and it's U.S. Cellular Field, and then you come back in November, and all of a sudden, boom, they change the name. The logo is a giant downward-pointing arrow. The last thing that you want associated with a team that has been trending downward since the month of April.
Quickly, and I don't want to put you on the spot here. Could it get much worse, though, for the White Sox? Could you think of another corporate name that could have been tagged with the White Sox? And you said, boy, rather would have stuck with Guaranteed Rate.
Well, I mean, there's probably some bad options out there.
Would you like to be called Ashley Madison Field?
No, but it depends on how hard your team is how hard up they are for $25 million. We'll get some of the rates here on what this deal is. 13 seasons, the White Sox will be calling Guaranteed Rate Field home.
Cheating on your wife?
Just rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Meet your new partner that you met in a chat room on Ashley Madison for a free baseball game. It's free cheat on your wife night here with the Chicago White Sox. Or cheat on your husband. Sorry.
Guppy's on the go text line available for you. 319-366-1600. Getting ready to talk with the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. UNI getting ready to open the season next Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames against the Cyclones. Gary Rima right around the corner.
Is that the first title that we actually need to introduce him as?
Well,
shall we say he's the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, or should we say he's the owner/general manager and founder of the Cedar Valley Corking?
I'm going to set the over-under at 45 seconds. Length in time it takes Gary to brag about winning the title with the Cedar Valley Court Kings.
I'm going to go with the under because I'm going to play a certain song when we come out of break to have Gary join the program that I think will get him to talk about it right out of the gate. 107.5, the North Gym, Cedar Rapids. Iowa City South Gym found on 106.3 FM, including 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. For everybody joining us worldwide at KGYMradio.com, thank you. And to everybody joining us through the KGYM radio app, more to come after this bottom of the hour Sports Center. Tyler and Todd, your Wednesday APC, KGYM.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Conventional and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
This game brought to you by Shell V-Power Natural Plus Premium Gasoline and the Fuel Rewards Program, where for a limited time you can join and earn 10 cents per gallon rewards after every fill-up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus. Top of the inning.
Wait, hold up, Bill. Did you just say 10 cents per gallon on Shell V-Power Nitro Plus?
I did. Back to the game now.
Hey, look, I just joined Fuel Rewards.
Jim, we're announcing a game.
But it's free.
Join the excitement at FuelRewards.com/ESPN. Offer ends 10/2/16. Minimum 8-gallon purchase of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel savings limited to 20 gallons. Additional terms and conditions apply.
PNF.
The great Usher is in our studio.
At 4040, we'll meet in the back and we'll have these debates. Jay, myself, and we'll kind of go back and forth about bouts that have happened in the past. That's the greatest guy thing and guy moment ever, man.
Remember when you and I were with Jay?
At 4040.
So you've been in the debates.
Couple weeks here, we've been in the back room with Jay.
I love how you took that seriously.
Yeah. It's Mike and Mike. Morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Joey Bosa's holdout from Chargers camp continues. Today, Bosa rejected what the team called its best offer. The Chargers' next offer will be based on something less than the full 16-game season. The Chargers are the only team that can sign Bosa until the first day of next year's NFL draft. Browns wideout Josh Gordon should make his first preseason appearance during Friday night's game with the Buccaneers. Gordon's been out with a quad injury. He'll miss the first 4 regular season games under the substance abuse policy. On the baseball scoreboard finals, the Brewers sweep the Rockies 7-1. 2 home runs for Ryan Braun. The Astros beat the Pirates today 5-4. Games going now, the Cubs lead the Padres 5-2 in the 6th. Yankees lead the Mariners 3-0 in the 5th. And the A's lead the Indians 5-1 in the 7th. Coming up at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the Orioles and the Nats from Washington. American Olympic triathlon gold medalist Gwen Jorgensen says she plans to run the New York Marathon in November. That will be her first marathon.
Want cash back at Costco, Sam's Club, and BJ's today? Use your Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Visa credit card and earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with MetroPCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to MetroPCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a MetroPCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy On 5 with a big 5-inch HD screen. And get on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and data management info.
The safety oath. Repeat after me.
I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles Red Line Sales Event. Visit your local Victory dealer right now and get rebates from $750 to $2,500 off MSRP on a new V-twin power Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the new big wheel Magnum Bagger with a 100-watt stereo system or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Rev it with Victory's Red Line Sales Event, happening now. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
It was always easy spotting a young Todd Brommelkamp and Tyler Ryder on the playground. They were the ones being chased by all the girls.
Ew, you have cooties.
The APC on KQIM.
As we welcome you back to the APC. 4:36 on a Wednesday. 107.5. It's the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. South Gym in Iowa City, 106.3 FM. 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Do you feel that, TB? The bass through your headphones. Here it comes. Being led by Alex Kuhn. It's too early for this music for one of us to be winning a fantasy football championship. Todd, why would we be playing Queen on August the 24th?
Well, I think we were pretty explicit with our listeners that the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, Gary Rima, was joining us today at 4:30, and Gary is the owner of a championship ball club, the Cedar Valley Court Kings. Did we not predict this way back when we first talked to Gary about... I'm pretty sure we said
I'm not the
you're going to win
person.
A championship this year, and then Gary said, you guys are right, we're going to get you rings when we win. I think that conversation took place. Do I have the audio?
I think we're like 55%.
Yeah. We lost the audio on that, but I remember him guaranteeing us rings when they won.
It's always a great time when we can get Gary back on the program. Hey, Gary, the last time we chatted, we were talking about UNI basketball and the devastating loss to Texas A&M. Now we're chatting again. We're going to talk a little bit about basketball. We're going to chat about Mark Farley's football team. But good afternoon and welcome back to the airwaves. How are you, voice of the UNI Panthers / owner / general manager? Are the rings on order yet? How are you?
I couldn't be better. I'm glad you have me on. I need to get your ring size so we can get those designed and made up for you. Hey, by the way, that comeback from the commercial break, were you guys always chased around on the playground by the girls? Is that accurate? I mean, was that something that you dug up from your youth?
Tyler, that was
pretty good.
Tyler does all of the imaging for the program, Gary, so I'll let him speak on this issue.
Gary, that's about as accurate as us being promised championship rings.
That's right. I was ready to go back to the archived interview to make sure I didn't promise you that, because my guys have already been on me about, hey, where's the rings? You know, what? But yeah, guys, we've had so much fun this past weekend in Minneapolis. Some guys right out of Cedar Rapids, a big part of it, Lamar Wall and Alex Coleman, LaDon Singleton, three guys that played at Mount Mercy, Anthony James and Marvin Singleton from UNI were lights out all weekend. Anthony James was named the Midwest Basketball League Finals MVP. He scored 30 in the championship game, and Marvin led us in the opener with 27 and had 22 in the semis and a win over Dayton, Ohio, a really good team out of Dayton. So, it was a great weekend, guys.
Going to ask you, when you guys got that trophy, have you lost sight of it yet? It's been in your front seat buckled up. It's been at the house. It's been at the desk. People have been dropping off bottles of champagne. I mean, is the excitement still in the blood a little bit, Gary? I mean, you're kind of going to need this to kind of carry over for the next couple of weeks before Panther football kicks off.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, I've had it traveling with me on a regular basis, getting around seeing some of our sponsors that help support us this year. You know, when you start up something brand new and businesses will step up and say, hey, you know what, we'll sponsor you, we'll help, and you got to get around and thank them. So it's been riding co-pilot with me since we got back on Sunday night. I even put it under the covers on Sunday night for a while until my wife said, wait a minute, we're going to sleep with that thing. So we've had some fun with it, guys.
Well, Gary, we had the claret jug here in studio about a month or a month and a half ago when Zach Johnson had his foundation event here in Cedar Rapids. So if you want to bring the trophy through Cedar Rapids on some sort of victory tour, we will gladly have you here in the studio with the trophy. How about that offer?
Yeah, I tell you what, I should do that. I should bring it down. It's pretty nice, and it just, you know, for our guys to go get it done, have to win three games in 3 days when the two best teams that we faced on Saturday and Sunday were playing either their first or second game. They both were the division champs, the East Division champs, Dayton. We beat them on Saturday, and then Sunday to come back and beat a team out of Minnesota, the Minnesota Rangers, who they had beat us twice during the regular season by 3 points each game. They were the number one seed out of the West. To get it done against them on Sunday was it was really special, guys. So we're actually we got our Midwest Basketball League All-Star game this Saturday in Lincoln, Illinois. Anthony James and Marvin Singleton are both starters on the MBL West team with a group of really talented guys, and they'll also both be competing in the 3-point shootout, which AJ was excited about, but Marvin even more excited that he could be in the 3-point shooting contest. So, and then on Sunday, we are having a get together for the players and fans and boosters and anybody that wants to come out this Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the other place on University Avenue in Cedar Falls, one of our great sponsors, just having a little 3-hour celebration. The guys will be there, the trophy will be there, and you can get autographs and pictures and just get a chance to see the guys one more time. We you know, one other thing I want to quick mention, we won the championship this weekend without playing with one of our best players, Andre Norris, out of the University of Dubuque. He was the 2-time Iowa Conference Player of the Year and a Division III All-American, just a tremendous player. He signed on Wednesday with CB Clavijo out of Spain. So when he signed that contract to play for this pro team in Spain, then he wasn't able to play with us this weekend. And he was selected as an all-star. He's been one of our top players all year. So we got it done without a guy that was averaging over 20 points a game for us. So, and really that's what this team's all about, trying to help these guys get to the next level of pro basketball. And pretty cool that Andre Norris is going to get that opportunity.
Gary Reima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joining us at 4:43. All right.
We're talking UNI with Gary today?
We're shifting gears right now to talk about Mark Farley's football program. And Gary, last year it seemed like we were listening for your call to find out, is it Aaron Bailey? Is it Sawyer Cole Morgan? Who's going to be the starting quarterback? This year, the senior, number 15, he gets an opportunity with really nobody breathing down his neck. You believe Aaron Bailey's ready to carry this over, knowing that he is going to have every start if he stays healthy for this program?
Yeah, he looks really good, guys. I've been up to a number of practices, and this spring, and it was really noticeable in some of these early fall practices too, but this spring they made Aaron Bailey stay in the pocket and throw the football, read the defense, and not take off scrambling and running. And he'll do that this year. I mean, they're going to let him run. That's a real strength of his. But they wanted him to become a better passer. And just watching him in practice the past couple of weeks, his passing game has improved a lot. So, you know, if he continues to be that threat like we think he will be running the football, and then he adds a better passing game. He only completed about 55% of his passes last year. And Coach Farley said after we got beat by North Dakota State in the quarterfinals of the playoffs, he said, if we're going to take the next step, if we're going to get by this game and get to the semis and get to the finals and win it all, we have to be a better passing team. Our running game's been great. David Johnson, you know, and then Tyvus Smith, and then you got a running quarterback in Aaron Bailey. The running game's been good, but the passing game has not been good enough. And I think you're going to see a much better passer in Aaron Bailey this year, and that's really exciting for this offense, which the offense pretty much returns intact, guys, and I think the offense looks really good as we get ready for that season opener a week from Saturday at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames against Iowa State.
How about on the defensive side of the football, Gary? What are the Panthers going to look like there?
Well, we've got a couple of staples back in Carter Schultz at a defensive end, Preston Woods in that defensive line. Those guys were really good a year ago. Jared Farley is healthy after playing on a gimpy ankle a lot of the final part of the season, the last few games. Deshaun Dexter looks really good at a linebacker. Pretty much a new secondary, and that's where I think the biggest concern is going into the season, guys, is that back end of that defense going to be good enough, because we lost some great players. DeAndre Hall looks like he can make the Chicago Bears roster. Mackinton Dorleans getting a shot in the NFL. Tim Kilfoy was just a really good secondary player for us, whether he was at free safety or strong safety. And those are big shoes to fill, and it looks like they're trying to do it with some transfer guys, and that's you just never know early on until they learn the system. But Elijah Campbell at a free safety spot, a transfer from Northern Illinois, looks good. Malcolm Washington, a defensive back out of Fresno State, is vying for a starting spot. Terrell Lyons, the transfer from Florida State, he's been a guy, you've seen a little bit of him as at a linebacker, some at the secondary at a defensive back. We'll see how that all shakes out for that season opener. And then DJ Singleton, a guy that transferred to you and I from Nebraska a couple of years ago, he's in the mix at that free safety spot too. I think Jamison Whiting and Ray Buchanan have a great shot at starting at the cornerback position. Those guys have been in the program now either for 3, 4, or their fifth year. So I think they've got a great shot to start there. But the one thing, a lot of people concerned with the defense because of the talent we lost, but boy, it looks to me like this that they're just reloading. And Coach Farley, just watching practice, he has been working hard and spending a lot of time with that defensive unit. I think they're going to be all right. I think there's some talent there, and Coach Farley's going to whip them into shape to be ready for that season opener.
Do you have any of your big radio calls ready for when Carter Schultz gets to the backfield? 14 sacks last year. I'm actually anxious to see if he's going to be able to duplicate it and lead this defense. Gary, as you said, they did lose a lot of people to graduation and to the draft. But this is a guy who could stand out on the defensive line.
Yeah, and we need him to come up big, and he'll be a marked man. You got to believe he'll draw a lot of double teams. But guys, in the defensive line, at the defensive tackle spot, Bryce Douglas is like a new man. He came to you and I from the University of Illinois and came in about he had to be around 350 pounds, guys, and not in the greatest of shape. They've whipped him into shape. He's down around 290, 292. He looks better than ever, and I think he can really put some pressure on that opponent's offense right up front. Another guy that's really coming on is a redshirt freshman out of Johnston, Hezekiah Applegate, a 6'2", 285-pound defensive tackle. He's been looking good early on in some of the defensive workouts. So if they can build that depth in those tackle positions, I think it's going to help Carter Schultz and Preston Wood at those defensive end spots have the kind of year we need them to have. And then you got to get great play out of the linebackers. And I think with Jared Farley and Deshaun Dexter and Barkley Hill, Duncan Furch is a guy that's in the mix. I think they've got some decent talent at that linebacker spot too. The front seven's really looking pretty good. So again, I just think the biggest concern will be the secondary early on. If they can hold up, if they can get it done in the secondary, I think this team has a chance to be pretty special.
All right, Grandpa, we've got to ask you this. How's Jalen looking in practice?
Well, it looks like Jalen's going to start, but that's Jalen James, the wide receiver from Des Moines East, guys. Somebody might have just drove off the road if they were listening to the show. Jalen James, the redshirt freshman wide receiver from Des Moines East, looks really good. And just in watching practice, Jalen Rima, as a true freshman, They mixed him in with the one some and kind of put him under stress to see how he handled things. They also, he's running a lot with the number two unit right now as a wide receiver. And I think he's a guy that can help this team as a wide receiver along with the starters, Darius Fountain and Charles Brown and Jalen James. There's some pretty good depth at wide receiver with some upperclassmen. Logan Cunningham's a senior. Marcus Weinmiller out of Wakanda, a good sophomore wide receiver. Dalton Demos, the quarterback, he's been switched back to a wide receiver again now here in the fall, the senior. But Jalen Reimer looks good. I mean, he's making catches. I remember one of the first practices I was able to get to, they'd had about five practices, and Coach Farley said, hey, your grandson has scored a touchdown and a deep pass every day in practice against our defense. So he's done some good things. I think it's a huge learning curve. There's a lot to learn. But I think it'll come down to that final week if they decide whether they redshirt him or not. And they'll handle him like all the freshman guys. Is he able to contribute and help this team win games? Is he going to be a difference maker? Can he be a factor? If not, I think then you look to redshirt him so he has four more years. But it's sure been fun watching him and this entire team get ready for the season, because I just, everybody around this football camp right now thinks that this is a pretty special unit, pretty special team, and tough schedule as always, guys. But I think this Panther ball club's going to be ready.
Gary Reimer, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Gary, congratulations again to the Court Kings. Thank you for the preview of the 2016 season. We're going to chat next week about that matchup with Matt Campbell and the Cyclones in Ames.
Thanks, guys. I'll get those rings ordered.
Do you think I'll finally get my ring?
Well,
after the big talking last year at Perfect Game Field, do you think I'm
just going
to
say, let's see what happens here. No, for those wondering, that was never actually said on the air. But congratulations going out to Gary. We certainly thought it was interesting when that move was announced that he was going to run that team and brought basketball to the Waterloo Cedar Falls area. And here we are now, months later, and he's got a championship to show for it. And nice to hear that his grandson, Jalen, who, of course, was a terrific high school football player, the Gazette's Male Athlete of the Year, sounds like he's working his way into the picture as a true freshman there in Cedar Falls.
We come back. We're going to squeeze a big board update in, and we'll get you ready for hour number two of the program, 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM, your historic North and South gym. Your leader in sports in Eastern Iowa, KGYM.
Hey, it's me, your house. If these walls could talk, which they can, they'd say it's time for a fresh coat of paint. Lowe's Paint Pledge guarantees that if you don't love it, they'll make it right. Do that for me, and I'll keep my floors quiet when you sneak down for your midnight snack.
Make your home happy today with huge Labor Day deals right now at Lowe's, like $10 to $40 off select paint and primer, stains and sealants, and resurfacers via rebate. Valid 8/24 through 9/12. Pledge valid on interior and exterior liquid paint purchases only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where is this place?
Under 380 at the end of the S-curve.
And you think we're going to find LG appliances there?
Yes.
And you believe they'll be half price or less?
Yes.
And you also want me to hop in the truck and drive there with you right now?
Also, yes.
Who would want to do that?
Apparently everyone. Scratch and Dent Appliance Warehouse. Brand new high-end appliances for half price or less. You don't need a password to get in. At least not yet. Under Interstate 380 at the end of the S-curve in Cedar Rapids. ScratchandDentCR.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to do what you like, more freedom to watch the game, more freedom to play and do what makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
The 2016 high school football season kicks off at the Class 4A Top 10 Non-District Battle. This is Scott Unash. Join John Hagerty and me Thursday night at Kingston Stadium on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 7 o'clock as number 5 Kennedy hosts number 8 Muscatine. The Cougars are coming off a state finals appearance and open the season against a Muscatine team with a high-powered offense returning for 2016. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 8 Muscatine at number 5 Kennedy. Thursday night at 7 on KGYM.
He's pretty good at getting into trouble. and even better of getting out of it.
Bad boys, bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
Gary Rima. Great to have Gary back on the program. I didn't want to bring up the Texas A&M game, but the last time we talked to Gary before today, you could hear it in his voice, just heartbroken, the disaster that took place with the Aggies in the NCAA tournament. And then the next time we talked to Gary, the complete opposite. Cedar Valley Court Kings bring home the Midwest League Minor League Basketball Championship. Gary, every Wednesday, 4:35 on the APC. That being said, I'm taking a peek at the clock. Todd, we're in much need of a next Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
The Big Ten Network released start times and TV info for its non-conference basketball schedule today. The Hawkeyes will play three non-conference games on the BTN. That includes the November 17th showdown with Seton Hall, which is part of the Gavitt tip-off games. The other two contests, December 20th against North Dakota and December 22nd against Delaware State. Those will both be on the BTN, and all three games begin at 8 o'clock. The Cedar Rapids Colonels beat the Quad Cities River Bandits 2-1 last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels now 10 games over 500 on the season in the second half, I should say. Infielder Luis Arias hit safely for his 12th consecutive game yesterday. He was named to the league's postseason All-Star squad. The Colonels and Bandits meet again tonight at 6:35. The Cedar Rapids Gazette reports that Cedar Rapids Kennedy is in the market for a new softball coach. According to the paper, third-year head coach Dan Gratz tendered his resignation today. Gratz led the Cougars to a 37-5 record and a number one ranking in Class 5A last summer. He'll be leaving to join the Iowa softball program. Cubs are in action right now in San Diego as they wrap up that series with the Padres. It's 6-2 Cubbies. In the bottom of the seventh inning, they decided that they were going to troll the White Sox a little bit on Twitter. We'll tell you all about it at the start of hour number two.
107.5, Lenoir Gym, Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, the South Gym, Iowa City. 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. He's Todd Brommelkamp. I'm Tyler Ryder. Still two to play with. More APC on the way.
Still not here.
Why do you keep checking the mailbox?
Oh, I'm just waiting for birthday cards.
Your birthday is in January. What are you up to?
Okay, I'm waiting for our bill from Linn County REC.
Why?
Because it's almost September.
Yeah, September.
Capital Credit Month. I want to see how much we're getting this year.
Capital Credit?
Yeah, you know.